The legends of the Archeon. They lived among us for our entire history. Supernatural beings from another existence, connected to us only by small cracks between our worlds. Some were kind to humanity, while others were not. Some came to be known as the gods, while others sought the downfall of man, and came to be known as the demons and monsters of myth. No Archeon, however, was greater than their king, King Nost von Astra. A man of peace, he pushed for unity amongst Archeon and humans alike. All that changed, however, with the Rot. A deadly natural occurrence, the Rot turned the Archeonic realm into a near uninhabitable wasteland. King Nost saw this as an opportunity to reach out to humanity for help, that they may coexist on Earth. But his most trusted men did not see it that way. They fought the king a fool for trusting in the much weaker human race, when it was much simpler to take the other world for themselves. When the king refused war, they took matters into their own hands. They grew their own army and waged a war against their own leader. Ultimately, King Nost was killed, along with his wife, Queen Marin, and their unborn child. Those still loyal to the old king fled to the human world. There, they trained humans to defend their world against the inevitable threat, newly formed under the name the High Order. These men sought war with humanity, only to find that it wouldn't come so easy. For centuries, hunters have existed to keep our world safe. Even today, under the leadership of Sir Lionel Augustine, hunters still protect humanity from the Archeon threat.
Please, what do you want from me?
Come on, bro, you know exactly why we're here.
We know what you are.
What are you talking about?
You have two options. You can either leave the host body peacefully or we'll have to force you out.
No! No! Get away!
Dude just climbed up a building! How are we supposed to catch up with that?
Stairs, obviously.
You're kidding. God, how many floors is this place, Simmy?
The lobby said 10.
10? Oh, we gotta be almost there, right?
Oh, we just passed the 6th floor.
Are you kidding? At this rate, Melanie and Poppy will get there first.
Don't complain to me. You're the one that wanted this job to be boys versus girls.
I wanted to spice it up a little. We can have fun on the job, can't we?
Whatever, Vic. We're almost at the top. Get ready for a fight.
Right. Is that... No.
I think you guys dropped something.
We would have totally had him if you guys hadn't butted in. How'd you guys find him anyways?
It's quite easy. We followed you guys on the rooftop and, by complete chance, he came up to join us.
Ugh, we practically gave him to you.
You're the one who wanted it to be a competition.
That was not fair.
Good job catching this guy. I was a little handicapped.
We won, fair
and square. Just doing our job, Simeon. But let's be honest, we both were. Poppy shows promise, yes, but she's definitely a new recruit.
Sure. You want to get this thing started?
Yeah, sure. You get those two calmed down and I'll get the circle ready.
You You guys ready?
You bet, man.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's begin. Awake!
What is happening? Stop it!
Melanie, remove the chains.
Right.
What are you people?
We are Squad Indigo of the Archeon Demonic Hunting League. We've come because you have taken possession of an innocent human being. We're here to correct that wrong.
So you're one of Lionel's dogs. I've never seen one of you up close.
Oh, so you have heard of us.
Yes, I have.
What's so funny?
You have no idea what master I serve. He is far scarier than any children that Augustine could send my way.
Silence! I command you, leave this man.
The little guy's out!
No! Get away from me!
Copy the bottle!
The bottle? Oh, yeah, the bottle!
You do wisely. Do not underestimate us, creature.
No!
Because we are so much more than children.
Man, that thing talked really big for someone so weak. He barely had a try.
Huh? What's going on?
Please, don't get up. Medical assistance is on the way.
Good work, Indigo Squad. We shall get your transport ready to get you home. I expect a full report tomorrow upon your return.
Yes, sir.
Very good. See you all when you get back. HQ, signing off.
Indigo Squad, signing off.
That's me. Let me go take this call.
So, who's filling out the report?
I believe that it's Victor's turn this mission.
What? Melanie? Why can't Poppy do this one? She's never had to do it before.
That's because she's new. She hasn't had the chance to.
All the more reason for her to do it.
No, she's going to learn by watching you do it. You aren't getting out of this one, Vic.
It's really not that serious. I can do it if
no, you want. No, he's doing it. The last thing he needs is a reason to avoid doing work. Besides, I want you to know exactly how to do it. It becomes a complete mess if even the slightest thing is wrong.
You all right, Simeon? You look like you're gonna be sick.
Yeah, Simi. What's wrong?
That was my mom. It's my brother. He's disappeared. Archeon, Episode 1, Homecoming.
Find the eye. The souls. Find brother.
What's going on? Who are you?
Find the eye. The souls. Find brother.
I don't understand.
Simeon? Simeon?
Melanie?
Simeon, wake up!
Wakey, wakey, sleepyhead. We're almost back to the League.
Great.
You were mumbling in your sleep. Were you dreaming?
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Holy crap. Did you see anything cool, though?
I don't get it. What's so important about him dreaming?
That's right! You haven't had a mission with us yet that involves Simi's dreams. You already know that he's some kind of weird Archeon radar, right? His dreams are even weirder. Almost like being able to see the future.
I wouldn't call it the future. It's more like my dreams speak to me and show me where I need to go.
Did this one show you anything?
No. Well, more like I'm not sure. It was distorted, like TV static. I could make out the shape of a man. He was trying to tell me something, but I couldn't make out more than a few words.
Interesting. Well, make sure you write those words down. They might be useful later.
Final stop, the Archeon Demonic Hunting League.
We're home!
Just in time, too. I'm starving.
Me too. Let's be sure to hit the mess hall before heading to bed.
For sure. Don't worry about buying anything, Simmy. It'll be my treat. Especially since your brother... you know.
Victor!
Ow! What? Dude, it's morning! He deserves a little special treatment.
He's missing, not dead.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Your brother's a retired agent. If he's missing, it probably means... Ow! Stop it!
Leave him alone. Let's just file a report with Augustin.
Oh, snap! Sylvie! What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be filing Augustin's paperwork or something? Okay.
Right. Mr. Velasco and Miss Dennings, you are free to go. Mr. Harrigold and Miss Reeves, Sir Augustin would like to speak to you both.
Oh, look at you two, summoned by the man himself. Me and Poppy will meet you at the mess hall when you guys are done.
See you later, guys.
All right, you two, follow me.
Ah, Simeon Harrigold and Melanie Reeves of Indigo Squad. Please, please, take a seat.
Will that be all, sir?
What? Oh, yes, yes, Sylvie. That is all. How are you two doing? Tired, I'm sure, from your recent contract.
A little, I suppose.
Oh, look at this, you two. This is my newest find, found it off the coast of Japan. Do you know what this is?
A katana?
Yes, yes. But not just any katana. This is the legendary Onakiri, the sword that Watanabe no Suna himself used to slay Ibaraki Doji.
Sorry, sir, but surely you brought us here about something other than an ancient sword.
Well, yes and no. I guess I couldn't help myself. I was so excited. Let me put that away. I called you here to discuss the matters of your brother's disappearance.
Oh. I see.
You are to stay here while the local police investigate the matter.
Yes, sir.
All right. With all that out of the way, you two are dismissed.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, Simeon.
Yes, sir?
Jameson, your brother, was a great agent. I hope he turns up.
Thank you. Melanie? If it's all right, I'd like to have a conversation with Sir Augustin in private.
All right.
Sir, I have a favor to ask of you.
And what might that be?
Ahoo! Who's that for?
Get up and start packing. We're leaving.
Leaving? To where?
No time to explain. Just get up.
Jeez, fine. Well, good luck convincing the girls.
We're already here, doofus.
Ah! Were you guys watching me sleep?
Just for a little bit.
It was kind of nice. You were sleeping so softly. Like a baby.
Shut up!
Pack.
What is the mission, Simeon? And why would Augustin not tell me? I'm the squad leader.
I'll explain on the way. Melanie, we'll need to take your car. I'll drive.
Okay, but Simeon, what's the mission?
Everyone, get in.
Simeon, I will not step one foot in that car until you tell me what our mission is.
There is no mission.
No mission? Then what are we doing? Are we going on an unsanctioned hunt? That's practically breaking the most important rule in the book.
I know, but I need you to trust me. I would never lead you astray. This is important.
Oh, Simeon!
Do you trust me?
Nelly,
do you trust me?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Please, get in the car.
So, Simmy, what happened that couldn't possibly wait until morning?
The dream I had earlier. I couldn't tell for sure, but I had this heavy feeling it had something to do with my brother.
And?
So, I thought it would be a good idea for you guys to come with me back home.
Why didn't you just ask Augustine to let us come along?
That's the thing, I did. That's what I wanted to talk to him privately about.
Yikes! How did that go?
Well...
You expect me to spend precious league money on what is even barely a hunch? Absolutely not. There's no evidence whatsoever of demonic activity. Let the local authorities handle it. I don't want to hear any more on the matter.
Sounds about right. Viable or not, Sir Leo is going to need a lot more than some dream to be convinced.
Yeah, and I was willing to let it go. I was, until I had the dream again tonight.
What? No way!
Yeah, exactly the same, except this time I could see the man.
What did he look like?
No man, that's for sure. He had the body of one, but he had the head of an owl.
Trippy.
Isn't all, though. I could hear him better, too.
You're kidding! What did he say?
I still couldn't hear everything, but what I could hear was this. Here, I wrote it down.
Find the Archeon source. Find your brother.
Holy crap!
It's a chance I can't afford to give up. I know this is sudden, and I'm sorry, but this was the best I could come up with.
I'm along for the ride.
Dude, you're my best friend. I got your back always, man.
Are you sure about this, Simeon?
100%.
Then we're with you till the end of the line.
Thank you. This means a lot. You guys better get comfortable. This is going to be a long ride. It's, 10 a.m.
Oh, Simeon, you've been driving for 6 hours now. Why don't we, let's pull over and trade places so you can rest.
No, it's okay. We're almost there and I can't sleep.
Oh, God. I have 4 missed calls from Augustine's office.
Just who do they...
Hi, Melanie. It's Sylvie from the head office. We would just like to know your whereabouts. We can see that your car is no longer in the garage. And you and the rest of your squad cannot be found on the premise. Please, call me back when you can.
He sounds mad.
No kidding. How much farther? I'm ready to just get this over with so we can get crucified when we get back.
Not too much longer. We should see the town sign in a few minutes.
Oh, come on!
What's going on?
Yeah, man. What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
Just pull over.
You, officer?
Don't worry. Nothing serious. Your taillight's out. I won't give you a ticket or nothing. Just make sure you... Simeon, is that you?
You know this guy?
Hello, Mr. Kowalski.
It's Sheriff Kowalski now. But I'll let that slide. Man, I haven't seen you in years. You've grown so much since you and your brother went off to that demon hunting thingy. I remember when you were still in diapers.
I'm sure you do.
These are friends. Nice to meet all of you. I'm the sheriff around these parts. You can call me Sheriff Kowalski or just Sheriff.
Hi.
Hello.
I bet I know why you're here. Really sad to hear about Jameson. He's a good young man. Don't you worry, though. We have officers turning the county upside down looking for him.
Thanks.
Since I have you here, I have to ask you. Your brother was acting pretty strange right before he disappeared. Have you had any recent contact with him?
No, I haven't talked with him in years.
No worries. Had to ask. It's getting hard, though. Every day he's missing makes this case more difficult. He's been missing a week now, and we still got nothing to go on.
He's been missing for a week?
Yeah. You mean you didn't know?
No. I guess I've been in so much of a hurry, I forgot to ask.
Nothing to worry about. It's a weird time for all of us. Why don't I escort you guys into town?
That would be nice. Thanks.
Not a problem at all. Let me run back to my cruiser and lead the way. And hey, if I don't see y'all again, welcome to Steamwood.
What is it, Simeon?
He's been missing for a week. I only just found out last night.
Our escort is leaving!
Here you go, kids. Here's the town square. I'm sure you're all hungry. That diner should be open. Don't forget to stop by your mother's. I'm sure she's worried sick about you.
Highly doubt it.
You okay, Simmy?
It's nothing.
Hey, we're here for you.
I'm fine, guys. Don't worry about it.
Well, why don't we head to the diner? I'm starving.
Yeah.
Of course. Oh my gosh!
Hey, watch where you're going!
Are you okay, Simeon?
Ow, yeah, I'm fine. You okay, buddy?
I'm so sorry. Sorry.
It's okay. Just try to be more careful next time.
The silver hair. And the green eyes. You're him! I've been trying to find you. They're coming. They're coming for us. You have to—
Trevor, you leave that young man alone.
I'm sorry. I won't bother you anymore.
Wait, what's coming?
Oh, don't mind Trevor. He's not all right in his head. Always been like that. But it's gotten worse since his mother died.
Nancy? Is that you?
Simeon?
Oh my gosh! I almost didn't recognize you. You're...
old?
I mean, yeah, but I wasn't gonna say it. Nancy! These are my friends.
It's very nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who's Nancy?
This one practically raised me. Since my dad wasn't around much, my mom had to work a lot. Nancy was our neighbor, so she watched me and Jameson while my mom was away.
Yes, I've known this one since he was in diapers.
So does everyone else, apparently.
I apologize for their stupidity.
I'm so sorry about Jameson, Simeon. I just hope he's safe.
You and me both. The sheriff told me about him acting strangely recently. You know anything about it?
Yeah, I noticed. Not long before he disappeared, he started acting strange. He rarely left the house. Seemed like he felt something was following him.
That is weird.
Never mind that now. I'm sure you all are hungry driving out all the way from the League. Go get something to eat from the diner. We can catch up later.
Yes, thank you, Nancy.
What do you think that guy wanted with you?
No idea.
Maybe he had the wrong guy? You can't be the only one that dyes their hair silver.
Oh, no, it's not dyed. This is my natural hair color.
Really?
Forget all of that. I am so hungry. I can't wait to chow down. But what to get?
Simeon, what is your plan for us here?
We need to get to the gate in town.
A gate? What's the portal to the Archaeonic Realm doing in a small town like this?
There's no gate marked here in the Atlas. I would know about it.
Well, Augustin didn't put it in the Atlas.
And why would he do that?
It's a secret. It's supposed to be only used by Arcan that are allied with us.
Oh, if it's such a secret, how do you know about it?
Because my dad helped him build it.
Your father is friends with Augustin.
More like business partners.
I think I'm gonna get some hash browns.
Have you been listening at all?
No? Was it important?
I'd like to know more about your father, if you don't mind me asking.
Our waitress is coming. We can discuss this later.
Hello there, and welcome to Joe's Steamwood Diner, home of the famous Steamwood Brisket. I'm Ruby, and I'll be your server. What can I get you started with today? Simeon? Is that you?
Hey, Ruby.
Oh man, it's been years since I've seen you. How are you doing? What brings you into town?
My brother...
Oh, right. Silly me. So sorry to hear about all that.
How do you know Simeon?
We went to the same school together, growing up.
That's right. K through 8th. It's a small town, so we were always in the same classes.
Oh, nice. My name's Melanie. It's been rather interesting meeting people from Simeon's childhood.
Wonderful to meet you. Let me guess. You and Sims are a couple.
No. I can assure you we're not.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Don't worry.
Right. So, y'all are demon hunters, right?
Well, sort of.
Sort of? What does that mean?
Well, demon is the name given to them by us humans throughout history. Actual name for the race is Archaeon.
But your leak has demon in the name.
That's because people are used to calling them demons. Helps people understand what we do. People don't like changing their long-formed habits and beliefs.
So, what are Archaeons like?
It really depends. You can tie most mythological beings throughout history to an Archaeon of some sort.
Really? Like vampires?
Archaeon.
Werewolves?
Archaeon.
Frankenstein's monster?
Really good fiction. Mary Shelley was a very talented writer.
Archaeons have been part of our world for a very long time. We even once worshipped them as gods.
No way. You weren't telling me that Thor...
A particularly strong Archaeon back in the day.
Aw, he seems like such a good guy in the movies.
Yes, well, movies aren't always that accurate. Thor was a good guy, though. They don't all want to destroy us.
Oh, I see. You seem to know a lot about this stuff, Sims.
Enough waiting! I'm ready to order!
Vic, stop being so rude! Sims catching up with a friend!
No! Everyone in this stupid town is his friend! If we wait for him to catch up with everyone, we will never eat! I'm hungry!
Victor!
It's all right, Poppy. I think we're ready to order.
All right. What can I get you guys?
Thank you for the food.
No problem. Come again anytime, you guys.
That food was delicious.
I would hope so. The meal you ordered was almost $20.
I told you I was hungry.
So, what's next?
We head to the inn and get rooms for the foreseeable future.
How long are we gonna be here, man?
I don't know. Either until this gets figured out or when Augustin drags our butts back home. Whichever one comes first. I think the inn is this way.
You know she's totally into you. That Ruby girl?
What? What are you talking about?
Ugh, the way she looked at you, the way she talked to you. She's got a crush.
I really doubt that.
Ugh, men. Whatever.
Hold up.
What is it?
We're being followed.
Archaeon?
Definitely.
What do we do?
Get ourselves and our new friend out of the public eye. Over there. You don't have to hide anymore. We know you're there.
Hello, kiddos. Do you mind directing me to the closest bathroom?
Enough of the disguise. We know what you are.
I'm just here to...
Yo, dude! I know he's got a creature from another dimension in him and all, but that's somebody's grandpa you just clocked in the face.
That's not a possession. It's a shapeshifter.
Holy crap. How'd you know that? How'd you even know I was here?
Call it my sixth sense or whatever, but this Archeon didn't have a hint of human aura on him, so he wasn't hiding in a human body.
Whoa, 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 whoa! Relax! I don't want to hurt any of you!
What do you know about what happened to my brother?
I don't know anything!
Don't lie to me!
I ain't lying, I swear! I was just hired to watch you guys.
Hired by who?
I didn't ask their name, I just needed the money. Please, don't hurt me.
I won't if you don't make me. Melanie, chain up his wrists. We're going on a little trip.
Are we not going to bottle him?
Not if we don't have to. That isn't what you want, is it?
No. Please, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Don't try to pull anything and we won't have to.
Yeah, I won't. I promise.
I need you guys to follow me.
Where are we going?
The forest. There's someone we need to have a conversation with.
You know, these chains are pretty impressive. Pretty thin, but almost impossible to break out of. What are these?
The chains are relics. They're called Gleipnir, said to be forged by Norse dwarves to bind the mighty wolf Fenrir.
What? Dwarves aren't real.
Yeah, but the chains are. I'm sure something got changed somewhere along the lines.
Where do young ones like you guys get rare Archeon gear like this?
The League collects them and gives them to hunters that reach a certain rank.
Do the rest of you have cool stuff like that?
Nah, only rank 3 hunters get those. Rest of us are all rank 4.
That's a shame.
Enough with the friendly guy act, Archeon. We aren't friends.
Hey, I have a name, you know. It's Erzan. Erzan!
You think I care?
Whatever.
Simi, we've been walking for a while. Where are we going?
We're going to a hidden Archeon gate.
What? There's no gate marked on the Atlas anywhere near here.
You really did miss our discussion at the diner, didn't you?
I can't help it. The menu was calling me.
I'll give you the short version, then. It is a secret. Most Archeons don't even know about it. It allows safe passage for allies.
You still haven't told me about your father.
What more do you want to know?
When did he work with the League? I've known you and Augustine for years now, and he's never once mentioned your father.
It was, more of an off-the-books partnership. Anyway, we're here.
It's a gate, all right. Creepy stone archway and everything.
Don't tell me you're gonna throw me back in there.
Would you rather be bottled?
I would prefer a third option.
Relax, Archeon. We aren't going to do anything to you. Yet.
What did I say about having a name? Fine.
If we're not bottling him up or passing him back through the gate, what are we doing here?
I imagine he's looking for me.
Well, if it isn't the councilman himself.
Councilman? You mean a member of the High Order hired me? Oh, gods! What mess have I gotten myself into?
Guys, this is a high-ranking Archeon. Prepare yourselves, this is gonna be a tough fight.
High-ranking? I'll do my best.
Let's kick this guy's butt!
Whoa, guys, hold on. He's one of us.
Yes, I have no desire to mess with humans. I'm rather fond of them, despite how weak they may be.
Wait, you know this guy. How much else have you been hiding from us?
Believe me, I wish we weren't acquainted.
Well, that's rude.
Seriously? I've barely been here a few hours and you've already sent lackeys to keep an eye on me.
Things are getting dangerous for people like you. I'm merely making sure what happened to your brother doesn't happen to you.
Do you know what happened to him? Is he still alive?
Is Jameson still alive? He could be, or he could not. I'm not sure.
What does he mean by people like you?
Give me a moment. What do you mean you're not sure?
Well, alive or not, he's in immediate danger.
Danger? Of course he's in danger. What kind of danger is he in?
I don't know. The High Order have taken incredible interest in people like you and Jameson for some reason. but they won't tell me.
You're literally part of the Order. How can they just keep stuff from you?
I'm hoping it's not the case, but it's possible my cover has been blown. I've tried sending spies in, but they've all turned up nothing. They might be behind it, they might not. There's really no clear answer right now.
But Jason isn't like me. Why would they take him?
Simeon!
What?
Why does he keep saying people like you?
Well...
Please, please tell us the truth. You keep asking us to trust you. Well, please trust us.
Okay. You deserve to know. People like me are half Arkin. Guys, meet Hohenheim. Arkison's spy in the High Order, and my father. Archeon. Caleb Hughes as Simeon. Elizabeth Plant as Melanie. Ethan McCabe as Victor. Addie Nofal as Poppy. Callum Perry as Augustine. Sean Kadzier as Razan. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Alexandra Macedo as Ruby. Christina Roberts as Nancy. Mason Wong as Trevor. Gwen Morgan as Sylvay. And Dustin Von Nguyen as Sheriff Kowalski. Additional voices by Sean Cadieux, Sebastian Stag-Agner, and Cherim. Written, directed, and edited by Caleb Hughes. Check out our Twitter at Archeon Podcast for updates and extra content. See you next time.